Well, God bless you. It's great to be with you today, and I hope you'll stay connected with us during the week through our daily podcast, our YouTube channel, social media, and you can come visit us in person. We'd love to have you be a part of one of our services. I'd like to start with something funny, and my brother Paul sent me this one, so you can blame him, but here's how it goes. I heard about this husband. He said to his wife, "Do you know men are going to arrive in heaven 30 minutes before women?" She said, "What are you talking about? Where'd you see that?" He said, "Right here in the scripture. Revelation 8:1 says, when he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for 30 minutes. Okay, Paul, they didn't like it. Here we go, y'all. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the word of God. I boldly confess my mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name." God bless you. I want to talk to you today about God controls your doors. We all have dreams we want to accomplish and things we're believing for, but sometimes we wonder how it's going to happen. Will I meet the right people? What if I don't get the scholarship? What if the loan doesn't go through? We end up striving and straining, trying to force doors to open, and frustrated because we didn't get the promotion, and upset because this person walked away. We think we have to do it all on our own. The good news is God is your doorkeeper. He's in control of the doors in your life, what opens and what closes. You're not at the mercy of fate, luck, and if this person likes you. The scripture says God will open doors that no person can shut, and He will shut doors that no person can open. Every shut door is not the enemy. God will shut doors to protect you. He'll move someone out of your life because He knows they're not going to be good for you. He'll let the boss overlook you for the promotion because he has something much better in store. Sometimes He closes doors because we're believing too small. He can see the greatness in you. He knows what you're capable of. He's not going to let you settle for second best. He'll shut a door that you wanted so badly. This person was so good, Joel. She was fine. Or he was tall, dark, handsome, and rich. But where God has taken you, they cannot go. God is not punishing you. He's protecting you. If He let us have our way all the time, we wouldn't reach the fullness of our destiny. He loves you too much to not close doors. We love when He opens doors. We know that's the hand of God, but the closed doors are just as important. He's keeping you on the best plan for your life. He can see things we can't see, the big picture. He's already written every day of our life in His book. What may look good to us is really leading to a dead end. It would be a waste of time and energy, so He'll step in as your doorkeeper and close the door. When you realize this, it takes the pressure off. You don't live frustrated, striving. You can stay in peace knowing that the doors you need open, no person can shut. If God wanted you to have that promotion, the boss wouldn't have overlooked you. Don't blame your boss. It was a hand of God. If you wanted to marry that person that walked away, you would have married him. He didn't walk away on his own. God shut the door. If you wanted to have that house that fell through, you would have it. Looks like a bad break. And sure, it's normal to be disappointed, but you have to come back to this truth that God is your doorkeeper. No person can shut what God wants open. No force of darkness can stop what God has purposed for your life. The question is, will you trust Him with your doors? Will you believe that He has your best interests at heart? That He will open doors that no man can shut? That means He will favor you, bring the right people, cause promotion to track you down. He's not just a God who closes doors. He's a God who opens doors that you couldn't open. A God who surprises you with opportunity, with promotion, with influence that you didn't see coming. Think about David. He was out in the shepherd's fields, 17 years old, taking care of his father's sheep. He had big dreams. He felt greatness on the inside, but there were no opportunities. He came from a family of shepherds, ordinary people. They didn't have much influence. But when God is ready to promote you, He doesn't check your resume, what family you come from, who you know. God looks at your heart. Do you have a heart to please Him? Can He trust you with greater influence, with promotion, with favor? One day the prophet Samuel came from another city to Jesse's house, David's father, to anoint one of the sons as the next king of Israel. Samuel didn't know Jesse. He didn't know David. But suddenly he showed up at their house. Jesse had 8 sons. He called 7 of them to stand before Samuel. He left David out in the fields. He thought, it's not David. He's too young. He'll never do anything great. Jesse shut the door. He ruled David out, but God is your doorkeeper. He opens doors that no man can shut. Jesse didn't believe in David, but Jesse didn't have the final say. People are not your doorkeeper. They may try to discount you, leave you out, push you down. They don't control your doors. The Most High God does. Don't get bitter. Don't try to get even. Prove to them who you are. You don't need their approval. They may be over you, have more seniority, more experience, but what God has for you, they cannot stop. They may try to shut the door. Don't worry, the doorkeeper is coming, the God who opens doors that no person can shut. I can see Samuel trying to pour the oil on each of the sons, but the oil wouldn't flow. It defied gravity, wouldn't go to who Jesse wanted. So Samuel asked Jesse if he had any other sons. Jesse scratched his head, so puzzled. Said, yes, I have a son named David. He's the youngest out in the fields. Samuel said, bring him in. People may leave you out, but when it's your time, God will bring you in. They may overlook you, try to close the door, hold you back, but God sees you. He knows what you need for your destiny. He's the one that put the dreams in you. People can't stop it. Quit being upset because someone is not for you or trying to win over that coworker that doesn't believe in you. They're not your doorkeeper. They don't control the opportunities, the good breaks, the influence. That comes from Almighty God. If you don't realize this, you'll live offended at the Jesses. Why did they leave me out? Man, why does my own family not believe in me? You'll end up insecure. I guess, man, I'm just not good enough. Well, tune all that out. You have one doorkeeper, not your boss, not your family, not the critics, not the enemy. The Most High God is your doorkeeper. And when He's ready to open doors, all the forces of darkness cannot stop Him. People can't stop Him. The economy can't stop Him. Bad breaks can't stop Him. Your past won't stop Him. He controls your doors. David came in from the fields and Samuel poured the jar and the oil began to freely flow. He was anointed the next king of Israel. The oil God has for you is not going to flow to anyone else. Quit worrying that someone got your promotion, got your boyfriend. You wanted to date that man. Got your house. Your contract didn't go through. If you didn't get it, they didn't take it. God closed the door. They're not your doorkeeper. They don't control your breaks, who you meet, what you have access to. God does. Your oil can't flow to another person. God ordained it for you. It has your name on it. In the same way, quit wanting what someone else has. Don't live envious. Man, I wish I had their talent, their resources, their looks, their life. You're not anointed to be them. If God gave you what they have, it wouldn't be a blessing, it would be a burden. God has designed a specific path for you. He's already lined up the right people, the right breaks, the favor. And at the right time, He'll open the doors. You don't have to live worried. Man, why am I still out here in the shepherd's fields? Why are people passing me up? How you wait will determine how long you're going to wait. When doors haven't opened, you're in a silent season. Everyone else is being promoted, getting married, moving into a new house, having that baby, and you're still in the shepherd's fields. Feels unfair. It's easy to get discouraged and try to force doors to open. No, be still and know that He is God. He has not forgotten about you. He's already lined up the right doors, doors that no person can shut. Now trust Him while you're waiting. Keep a good attitude when the doors haven't opened. Keep doing the right thing when the wrong thing has happened. Samuel is on the way. God has already scheduled your open doors, doors that will thrust you into your destiny. At one point, David went to take his brother's lunch. They were in the army on the battlefield. He heard Goliath taunting the Israelites, and something rose up in him, this fire on the inside. He told King Saul that he wanted to fight Goliath. Saul said, "David, you're just a boy. You don't have a chance." Saul tried to close the door. "You're not qualified." His brothers made fun of him, said, "David, what did you do with those few sheep that you're supposed to be taking care of back at home?" Tried to belittle him, close the door. David felt the sting of rejection from his father not believing in him. He had plenty of opportunities to live discouraged, inferior, go back home. Despite all this opposition, the scripture says David ran toward Goliath. He's running to face a giant that's twice his size. That doesn't make sense. But when God opens the door, there's a faith, a courage, a power to do what He's called you to do. God won't open a door without giving you everything you need to walk through it. You may have gone through some closed doors. Like David, you got passed over. People didn't believe in you. You think where you are is where you'll always be. Can I encourage you? Doors are about to open that you never dreamed would open. It's going to happen sooner than you think. It's going to be better than you've imagined. You were faithful in the shepherd's fields. God heard you praising when you could have been complaining, doing the right thing when you weren't getting the credit. He's about to surprise you. Samuel is about to show up, something you didn't see coming. The right person finding you, your business taking off, your child turning around, your health improving. This is a door that no person can shut, a door that will thrust you into your purpose. Now here's a key. It's easy to trust God with the open doors. When Samuel comes, when Goliath falls, we know that's the favor and goodness of God. But will you trust Him with your closed doors when you didn't get what you wanted? Samuel went to your cousin's house. You hit Goliath with a rock, but he smacked you back. None of us like the closed doors. Well, we prayed, we believed, we did our best, but it didn't work out. But just as God opens doors, He closes doors. You have to go through your closed doors before you'll get to your open doors. You'll be tempted to get discouraged. God, it's not fair. Why didn't I get that position? Why did that person walk away? Why didn't that contract go through? We're not going to understand it all at the time. It's not going to make sense, but God knows things we don't know. He can see detours, delays, and dead ends. You have to trust Him when the door closes, when you didn't get what you wanted. Because if you hold on too tightly, you'll become bitter. It'll keep you from the new doors God wants to open. You have to release it, let it go. It's fine to be honest. God, I wanted this. I don't understand it. It looks right to me, but God, I trust You. You know what's best for my life. After I graduated from high school, I went off to college, and from my early teens, I always loved television production, cameras, lighting, editing, anything to do with that. And I knew that's what I wanted to do with my life. And the church had cameras growing up, and I would come down as a teenager on Saturday and play with the equipment. And Sundays, I'd run camera during the services. The college I went to had a big TV production program. It was known as one of the best in the country. And when I first arrived, I called a man that I'd met a few years earlier. He was the production manager in charge of all the hiring. And he was so friendly, and he knew my father. He invited me to tour the facility. And I went over and walked around, saw all the studios, editing bays, and control rooms. I was like a kid at an amusement park. It was so amazing. I dreamed of being in that environment. I gave him my phone number, a little resume, and told him what I'd done at the church, running camera. I said, but you know, it doesn't matter. I'll do anything. I'll just start pulling cable. I just wanted to be there so badly. He said, no problem, Joel. We'd love to have you. I'll call you in a week or so and give you the details. I left that day so excited. Well, a week went by and I didn't hear from him. Thought, well, he's probably just busy. And 2 weeks, still nothing. So I called him, but he wouldn't call me back. I went by the studio, but every time there was an excuse. He's busy. He's out to lunch. He can't talk right now. It was very odd. After several months of trying, I finally got the message that it wasn't going to happen. I was so disappointed. I couldn't understand why. This would have been perfect. Such a good experience. I wanted that position more than anything. I was tempted to be aggravated at him. God, why did this jerk? I mean, why wouldn't this man call me back? But the same God who opens doors will close doors. If you only trust him when you get your way, you'll be frustrated because some doors will close that don't make sense to us. That was my dream to work there. I knew that was right for me, but God knows the best plan. He knows what's leading to your purpose and what's a distraction. And sometimes what we think is best is really a detour that will waste time and energy. We can't see it, but again, God has the advantage. He can see the end from the beginning. I know you trust him with your open doors, but will you trust him with your closed doors when you don't get what you were praying for, when it doesn't turn out the way you hoped? Looking back now, I can see what God was doing. If I had gotten that job, I would have been so excited and so caught up in it, I would have never come back to start the television ministry here at Lakewood. I know my personality. I would have been so satisfied that I wouldn't have wanted to leave. And at the time, I was put out that that man didn't call me back. He didn't keep his word. Now I realize it wasn't him. It was God closing the doors. God closes doors that no person can open. That man loved me. He loved my father. It didn't make sense, but God is your doorkeeper. He's going to close doors that will keep you from his best plan. If you don't understand this, you'll live offended at people and mad at your boss because he passed you over, and upset with God because that person you wanted to date, he won't give you the time of day. Have a new perspective. What God has for you, no person can stop. The doors he's going to open, no man can close. And if a door is closing, I know it's disappointing, but you have to come back to this place of peace. God, I don't like it, but I trust you as my doorkeeper. If I hadn't come back from college, I wouldn't have spent those 17 years behind the scenes editing my father's sermons, hearing all the scriptures and stories that prepared me for what I'm doing now. I wouldn't have been here when my father passed to step up and pastor the church. I would have never seen the Compact Center, the books, the favor. I was disappointed then, but now I say, Lord, thank you for closing those doors. You weren't punishing me, you were protecting me. You were making sure I would be where I needed to be when you opened doors bigger than I could imagine. I had to go through the closed doors to get to my open doors. Sometimes we get sour over what didn't work out and what seems unfair. Maturity is when you come to a point where you say, God, my life is in your hands. I trust you to open the right doors, supernatural opportunities. And God, I trust you with my closed doors when I don't understand it, when people walk away, when I don't get what I want. God, you know what's best for me. This is such a freeing way to live because it takes all the pressure off. It's not up to us to strain and force this door to open and manipulate things to bring a dream to pass. And sure, it's good to work hard and stretch and believe, but you can't open a door if it's not God's will or if it's not the right time. All you're going to do is frustrate yourself. And the good news is, if you'll keep honoring God and being your best each day, then Samuel is going to find you. God will open a door that no person can shut. That door is going to be bigger, more rewarding than anything you had in mind. I dreamed of being in television production. I never knew I could get up here and speak in front of people, be on the other side of the camera, see gifts come out that I didn't even know I had. Sometimes God closes a door because we're thinking too small. If He gave us what we wanted, it would stunt our growth, limit our potential. No, God has put greatness in you. He's going to take you where you can't go on your own. We're looking for doors that we can open, how we can be promoted, how we can increase, and that's all good. But what God has coming are doors that you could have never opened. You didn't have the training, the experience, the funds. I'm talking about supernatural doors that thrust you ahead, doors that surprise you, that exceed your expectations. And if you look back over your life, I'm sure you too can see some closed doors, things you don't understand, that don't make sense. You wanted it so badly, but it didn't work out. That would be disappointing if life was just random, happenstance, man, you had a bad break. No, you have a doorkeeper. The Most High God is watching over your life. He's not only ordering your steps, but He's controlling your doors. He's weeding out the wrong people. He's stopping opportunities that would be a distraction. He's not letting you take that small promotion so He can give you a bigger one. He closed that one job you wanted so, like me, He can launch you into something better than you've ever imagined. And I know we're happy over the open doors, but I want you to be at peace with your closed doors. If what you're believing for hasn't happened yet, you didn't get what you wanted, what if you knew God was protecting you, that He has something far greater, so He had to shut that door, not because He's holding you back, but so you'll be in position for a door that no man can open, for something supernatural, something better than you've imagined. Acts chapter 12, King Herod had Peter put in prison for sharing his faith. Herod had already had the disciple James killed. When he saw that it pleased the people, it looked like Peter was next in line. He was in the dungeon, chained between two guards. He was going to be brought to trial the next day. This could be the last night of Peter's life. While he was asleep, in the middle of the night, an angel showed up. It's significant that he was sleeping the night before he could lose his life. Peter had a trust, a faith that God was in control of his life. The angel had to wake him up. The chains fell off of his feet. The scripture says the prison doors opened of their own accord. People didn't open them. Peter's friends didn't sneak in and open it. No guard, no staff. This was the doorkeeper, God doing what only He can do, opening doors that no person can shut. We have a gate outside our driveway at home, and sometimes when a friend is coming over, I'll stand at the back window, and I have the remote control, and when I see them pull up, I hit the button so they can drive in. They never see me, but I see them. They couldn't get in this gate by themselves, but I'm the gatekeeper. I'm watching for them. When they arrive, no big deal. Click, it opens on their own on its own accord. Can I encourage you? God has the remote control to doors you can't open. You come to a door where you don't have the training. Medical report's not good. Your boss doesn't like you. The loan didn't go through. The good news is your doorkeeper is there. He has the remote. Like Peter, you're going to see some doors open of their own accord. Things you couldn't make happen. Not little doors, not ordinary, supernatural. The hand of God. Good breaks that you didn't see coming. Opportunities you've never imagined. How about like a compact center? How about like my mother healed from terminal cancer? Things that defy the odds. And this was so amazing that Peter thought he was dreaming. He was out of the prison on the streets before he realized what had really happened. God has doors he's going to open for you that will seem like a dream, too good to be true. That's what it means, a door no person can open. It's out of your league, over your head, beyond what you're qualified for. Here's the beauty. It's going to open of its own accord. It wasn't all your striving, straining, living pressured. No, just keep God first place. Keep honoring Him, and He's going to open doors you never imagined would open. One reason is because you've been faithful with your closed doors. You didn't get sour when you didn't get your way. You kept a good attitude when you were overlooked for the promotion. You kept thanking God even though friends were passing you up. You passed the test. Now God is going to do what only He can do. I'm asking you to trust Him with the doors in your life. No more frustrated over closed doors and things you don't understand. God knows what He's doing. No more straining, trying to force things to happen. Take the pressure off. God controls what opens and what closes, not people, not bad breaks, not the enemy. You may be waiting for a door to open. I know thoughts can tell you, hey, it's never gonna happen. No, Samuel is already on the schedule. At the right time, God will surprise you. It will be better than you've imagined. Trust Him as your doorkeeper. If you'll do this, I believe and declare, God is not only going to protect you by closing wrong doors, but like Peter, you're going to see doors open of their own accord. Promotion, breakthroughs, healing, divine connections, the fullness of your destiny. In Jesus' name. And if you receive it, can you say amen? Amen. I receive it as well. Let's pray together. If you have 5 minutes, we'll just seal it in prayer. Lord, thank You for what we've heard today. I know it falls on great ground. Faithful people here at Lakewood and many watching and listening. Lord, we're going out of here with a greater trust in You. Lord, we've all had some closed doors. And we've all had some things we don't understand. But Lord, we trust that You know what's best for us. We're going to stay in peace. And Father, I thank You for what I just declared, that You will have doors open of their own accord. Lord, You did it for us with the compact center. You've done it in other areas. Lord, we thank You for doing it for Your people. Lord, we're going to let faith rise in our hearts, greater trust, a greater belief in knowing that You got us in the palm of Your hand, watching after each one of us. As they go about work this week in school, thank You that Your angels are protecting them, watching over each person in Jesus' name. With our heads bowed in prayer, just a quick question. If your heart stopped beating in the next few minutes, are you at peace with God? Do you know where you'd spend eternity if you died a little while from now? If not, I would love to pray with you. I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm here to help you find a new beginning. I know this comes from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And in just a moment, if you're not at peace with the Lord, or maybe you are a Christian, but you've grown cold toward God. You know you need to rededicate your life. You need a fresh new start. If that's you, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to take a step of faith and stand right where you are, and we're going to pray together. I can't think of a better time to get on the road to victory than right now. God is not mad at you. Your sins have already been forgiven. All you have to do is accept the free gift of Christ's salvation. Will you do it today? The enemy will whisper in your thoughts, do it next week. Do it another time. Listen, the Bible says, today is the day of salvation. You're not hearing this by accident. Don't put it off. It's so easy. Joel, it's embarrassing to stand in front of everyone. I've got people at the house. I can't lift my hand. Listen to what Jesus said. If you won't be ashamed of me before people, then I won't be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. I'm going to give you a great opportunity to show God that you're not ashamed of Him. If you're not at peace with the Lord, or you just need to rededicate your life, you need a fresh new start, a new beginning. If that's you, would you be bold, take that step of faith, and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. Would you do that? Come on, Lakewood, let's give them a hand as they stand all over the building. Come on, don't put it off. I feel like there ought to be others. Your heart's beating fast. Up top, watching, listening, anybody else? Still time for you. Don't go home without peace. Anybody else? Well, God bless you. Please remain standing if you don't mind, but let me tell you how proud we are of you. I know it took courage to stand, but more importantly, I know the angels are rejoicing in the heavens. God's never going to be ashamed of you because you took this step of faith. And I want to pray with you. The scripture says that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let me help you to call. Do you mind all praying this after me if you would? Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Amen. We'll remain standing one moment if you don't mind, but I want to tell you how much we love you. We're going to be praying for you. I also want to give you a personal invitation and a challenge to come back and be with us on a regular basis. We ask new believers to give us the next year of your life. If you'll do that, I'll make a promise. You'll be here anytime you can for the next year. Before that year is over, your life is never going to be the same for the better. We're going to help you grow and become who God's created you to be. Now, I know you're busy Sundays. You may be tired. You want to rest. Got to go grocery shopping. Let me tell you this. There is a blessing on your life when you put God first place, get into a community of faith. Your new week will go better. I challenge you, get plugged in here if you possibly can. You can do it online. And guys that can come in person, you can join part of our teams, volunteers, greeters. You will meet some amazing friends here at Lakewood. Hope you'll get plugged in. Hey, after the service, right over here, there's a room called New Beginnings. If you need anything, stop by that way. I'm going to be back over that way. If you got a moment, come by. I'd love to say hi to you. If you can't do it today, I'm out there all the time. I'd love to meet you sometime. But know this, the moment you stood up, God washed away all your sins, your mistakes, your failures. You are starting with a fresh, clean slate. Write it down in your Bible, May 4th. 2025, a new day of victory in your life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, let's all stand together, if you would, please. Thanks for coming out today. How many of you are going home better off than you were before? Amen. All right, let me speak the blessing. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord show you His favor and have mercy on you. And may the Lord watch over you and give you His peace. God bless you. We love you very much. Have a great week, a favor-filled week. See you back real soon.